Welcome back. So we are still looking at this interesting topic, the resurrection. And we've seen the first resurrection of life. And we said they are in five parts. This resurrection of life is in five parts or five batches, whichever way you want to put it. And we have listed them out to be Christ, the first fruit, then the Old Testament saints, then the church ages saints, then the fourth to be the two olive trees, and finally the tribulation saints. All these five make up the first resurrection. And while the first resurrection is taking place, I need to emphasize this again. The second is not taking place. The Bible says in Revelation 25, that the rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years were finished. Which 1,000 years? The millennium. So the resurrection unto damnation will only happen after the millennium. So the only resurrection we'll see, or we have seen from the beginning of time till the millennium, till right before the millennium, is the resurrection of life. Note that. Verse 6 now says something, Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. He's blessed. Why? He said, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So if you are part of this first resurrection, in either of these five batches, the Bible says you are blessed. Now, to me and you, to you and I, we Gentiles, we are not going to come up in batch D, the two olive trees. We are not going to come up in the last batch, which is for the tribulation saints. We can only come up in the batch C of the first resurrection, which is what we are expecting, the church ages saints. That is the resurrection ahead of us. Brethren, let's do all we can. And the only way we can be part of it, if we die before the rapture is what? Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal bodies. So if Christ is not in you, you cannot be part of this first resurrection. You can only come up after the millennium. And that will be the second resurrection. That is what we are looking at. This second resurrection is not in any batch. It's not in batches or in parts. It is once and for all. All the wicked dead, right from Cain, from the Garden of Eden, till the last person that will die after the millennium or during the millennium, all of them will come up in this particular resurrection, the second resurrection. And they are not coming up to receive life. They are coming up to receive condemnation, damnation. So the resurrection unto death, or the resurrection unto condemnation, or the resurrection unto damnation, comes up 1,000 years after the first resurrection is fulfilled. And it is only for the wicked dead. It is for the sinners. Anybody that does not come up in the first resurrection that has five parts will definitely come up in this second resurrection. Like we said earlier, resurrection is inevitable. Everybody will resurrect. But you have a choice to choose which resurrection you want to come up. Whether the resurrection of life or the resurrection unto damnation. It is for sinners and it is for those that have died without God. On the people that will die, the people that will come up in this second resurrection, the resurrection unto damnation, on such, the second death will take its place. They are the ones that will be cast into the lake of fire. Now let's read it. Revelation 20 from verse. Let's take it from verse 11 to verse 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Can you see it? And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. That is the purpose of the second resurrection. So that everyone will come to the white throne to be judged according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you see it. The second resurrection is not good. There's nothing desirable about it. There's nothing good about it. It is for eternal destruction. It is for punishment. It is for condemnation. It is to cast the people that will resurrect. It is to cast them into the lake of fire where they will be totally annihilated. That is the resurrection of condemnation or unto condemnation. So this is the order of the resurrection. We hope with this you will be established in this doctrine of resurrection and not allow modern day Sadducees and modern day Philetus and Imenaeus to confuse you about this fundamental doctrine of the Christian faith. Let it be noted that yes, there is resurrection. If there is no resurrection, our faith is in vain. And there will be resurrection unto life and resurrection unto death. The resurrection unto life has started with Christ and the Old Testament saints, and one is still awaiting the Gentile bride, after which God turns to the Jews, the two olive trees, and then finally the tribulation saints. If you don't come up in this, you only come up in the second resurrection, the resurrection unto damnation. Every man that dies will rise again, but some will rise unto life and some will rise only to be thrown into the lake of fire. But it is only those with the Spirit of Christ that will rise unto life. So brethren, the whole purpose of this study is so that we can make our calling and our election sure. So that you can see the importance of having the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not given to us so that we can speak in tongues. Romans 8:11, it says, if that Spirit is in you, it will raise up your mortal bodies. It will quicken your mortal bodies. It will give life to you. It will resurrect you. But if that Spirit is not in you, you have no hope of resurrection. That is why Apostle Paul ended by saying in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you ever resurrect and be in glory, Christ must be in you. So, brethren, let's be established in this doctrine and let us ensure that we have Christ in us so that we will be resurrected unto life. God bless you and thanks for joining us on Trimming the Lamp. Till we meet again, keep watching The Bright TV. Same time next week is Trimming the Lamp. Shalom.